Support for KPLU comes from the lawyers and staff of Stoll Reeves, providing a broad range of legal services to businesses in all stages of growth, with offices from the West Coast to the Midwest. More information is available on the web at stoel.com.
I'm with Peter Bull in his office, and I'm staring at an old photo of him when he was still dancing. He's dressed as the Greek god Apollo, and he's wearing very little.
Look at you. You, and you can see everything.
Now he's the boss at P&B, which means running the company and mentoring the dancers. And he admits at the end of the day, he doesn't always get everything done.
Oh, yeah, eating.
No, there's like 50 emails.
His office is on the second floor. And when he's not on the computer, he can look through his windows into the dance studios below and see everything. Being artistic director is his second career. His first is pictured in the memorabilia that decorates his office, like the Apollo photo. Bull danced with New York City Ballet for 22 years. The photo was an ad the company used in the mid-90s. It shows Bull looking like a blonde Greek statue holding up the world. He stands bare-chested in white tights, arms outstretched high above his head. He's in front of the giant steel earth sculpture out in Flushing Meadows.
It was actually fairly windy, and I was up on a platform about 6 feet above the ground.
So by then you knew you were great.
Right. You know, this is a really weighty part. I mean, I think it's a big deal for dancers to go into that part because, you name it, Nureyev, Baryshnikov, Peter Martins, Edward Vallela. I mean, you can go down this list of all these great men did Apollo.
This was a star turn for Bull. He figures he must have danced Apollo 100 times. Since taking over the company in 2005, he's been waiting for the right time to stage the ballet here and assign it to the right dancers.
And measure, 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 stand up, and here's something, PK, down. Good.
Inside one of the P&B studios, Bull works with Seth Orza, showing him how to kneel and dramatically strum a lute. Bull is dressed in black sweats, a t-shirt, and a pair of crazy-looking orthopedic shoes. Orza is in pink ballet shoes. He stands 6 feet tall. He has dark hair and a face as handsome as I run a metaphor past Bull.
If Mad Men were a ballet, he would be John Hamm.
Right, I like that.
Looks really matter in the world of ballet. But so does a dancer's personality, especially when it comes to performing a particular role.
If he were arrogant and demanding and, you know, it would kill the role. But there's something about Seth that's gracious and humble, and these are all qualities that make you a good Apollo.
What I focus on is just becoming the best dancer I can be. I mean, that's my daily thing, is just to get as good as I can get.
Apollo is the oldest ballet by George Balanchine. The music is by Igor Stravinsky. Not everyone loved it when it premiered in 1928 because the choreography tweaked tradition. A dancer with a leg turned in, for instance. But it became a ballet classic and a dream role for men.
Ballet is really about the woman. I mean, that's what really it comes down to. A lot of the Balanchine ballets, it's really about the woman. But Apollo is definitely about the man.
Seth Orza has finished dancing for the day. We sit in an upstairs conference room, which is all windows. So the female dancers in rehearsal below see him and blow kisses.
You're looking at all your fans. Are those your fans?
Oh, yeah. All the women. No.
Oh, God.
He was 12 when he left his home in San Francisco to study at the School of American Ballet in New York. He actually once had Bull as a teacher who taught him a variation from Apollo. When Orza started dancing with New York City Ballet, he'd stand backstage in the wings and watch his teacher perform.
He was very calm about the way he played Apollo, but still it was very, very expressive.
When you're on stage performing in front of 3,000 people, it doesn't matter what role you're playing. There's pressure. But this is such a manly role. You're playing a Greek god, after all, and it's danced in white tights, which means every muscle and every step has to be precise. Bull says the ultimate feat in confidence is actually towards the end of the ballet.
There's a moment when he's there, he's a god, he's exhausted, and then there's a calling that you hear in the music, and it's Zeus, and he rises to the calling. He's way downstage, and then he just walks slowly across the front of the stage. And It's actually kind of scary because you're way downstage, you're not looking down, you're near the edge of the orchestra pit, and yet you have to have, each step has to have the quintessential confidence.
A half hour of dancing slows down to a walk across stage that has to be loose, but strong and flawless. Seth Orza will strive for perfection when the performance run of Apollo begins Friday night. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.